In this bulletin, a second Australian dies of COVID-19 in India, Queensland to introduce a voluntary assisted dying bill to Parliament next week, and in sport, the Brisbane Firehawks announced their interest in becoming the NRL's fourth Queensland club. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Sydney businessman Govind Kant has become the second Australian to die from COVID-19 in India after the introduction of the travel ban. Trina Sola says in a statement that the company's manager for Australia died on Sunday at a hospital in Delhi after contracting the virus at the end of April. The 47-year-old had returned to India for family reasons earlier that month. His death follows that of an Australian permanent resident in India in early May. Qantas is standing by its COVID-19 testing process that resulted in 70 Australians being barred from last week's repatriation flight from India. The results of the tests were questioned after it emerged that the laboratory that ran them was suspended by an Indian accreditation agency last month. Qantas says it's rerun the tests at the same lab under additional supervision and the outcome was the same. But the airlines confirmed it won't be using that same lab to process the tests anymore. Labor's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong says it's not good enough.
So on the testing regime, I don't think the government should simply be leaving it to Qantas. The government should be taking responsibility to ensure the testing regime is robust so we don't see this happening again. But more importantly, for the longer term, the government should be doing what it should have done last year, which is to have quarantine.
Overseas, more than a week of fighting between Israel and Hamas shows few signs of ending anytime soon, despite international calls to stop the region's fiercest hostilities in years. Gaza health officials put the Palestinian death toll from the conflict at 212, including 61 children and 36 women, while 10 people have been killed in Israel, including two children. United States President Joe Biden has joined other world leaders in calling for a ceasefire, but stopped short of demanding a truce. The UN Security Council is due to hold an emergency meeting on the conflict later today. Queensland could become the fourth state to legalise voluntary assisted dying, with a bill to be introduced to Parliament next week. Under the bill, patients must have a disease, illness or medical condition that's advanced, progressive, causing suffering deemed intolerable and will result in their death within 12 months. The proposed legislation will be debated in September, and if it passes, a voluntary assisted dying system will be in place by May 2022. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has indicated she'll be supporting the bill, saying it will give people the choice to end their life with dignity.
There are going to be opposing views. I understand this. But I also understand these are deeply personal issues. And in fact, having seen firsthand the suffering of both my grandmother and my uncle, it is heartbreaking, and no one wants to see that.
A man has died after being bitten by a shark on the New South Wales mid-north coast. Emergency services were called to Tuncurry Beach near Forster this morning after reports a man had been bitten on his thigh. They performed CPR on the man, believed to be in his 50s, but he died at the scene. Tuncurry Beach and Forster Main Beach are currently closed. To sport, and the Brisbane Firehawks are formally in the race to become the NRL's fourth Queensland club. The Firehawks will be up against rival bids from Redcliffe and a combined Ipswich Jets Brisbane Bombers consortium. The NRL insists adding an additional team to the competition by 2023 is far from a foregone conclusion, but any expansion is expected to be confirmed by July to give the new club 18 months to set up and enter the player market. The Firehawks and Jets are expected to play their home matches exclusively at Lang Park, if successful, with the Dolphins to play a handful of games at Redcliffe. Let's see what the weather's doing tomorrow around the country. It'll be a partly cloudy day in Perth, a top of 23, much the same for Adelaide, 19 for you. Similar conditions in Melbourne, also 19, a couple of showers about in Hobart, 18. Morning frost and then sunny for Canberra, 14, sunny as well in Wollongong, 21. The sunshine continues for Sydney, 21 degrees, much the same for Newcastle, 22. Possible shower for Brisbane, 23. Similar conditions, 28 for Cairns. And 32 for you in Darwin, where it'll be a fine and sunny day. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.